The new Postmaster General of the U.S. Postal Service, Louis DeJoy, was a fundraiser and major donor for President Trump before he took control of the Postal Service in June. Since then, he's rapidly engineered cuts and operations changes that are disrupting mail delivery operations, causing problems for Americans that rely on the post office for paychecks, medications, food, and other necessary items. Across the country, mail sorting machines have been dismantled, blue mail collection boxes taken away, and post office employees have had their working hours limited. Keith Hooks, the vice president of the National Association of Letter Carriers, says customers in Washington, D.C. have been complaining about the dramatic disruption in mail service.
The customers stated that they have continuous problems with mail delivery from the hour that it arrived to not arriving at all. Some customers waiting for expected life-saving medications to come in, and they don't. As they risk their health each day, along with other frontline essential workers, letter couriers have become angry, frustrated, humiliated, and embarrassed by various USPS management initiatives that are now resulting in delayed mail and undelivered routes in many areas of the country.
The widespread disruptions have stunned Americans and led to warnings that Trump is trying to undermine the Postal Service for the November election. Civil and voting rights organizations are suing to halt the changes and restore Postal Service operations. More than 20 states announced they are also suing to stop the changes. Following public outcry about the changes, Postmaster General DeJoy said that he would stop the planned removal of mail processing machines and the blue mail collection boxes, as well as the initiative to change retail hours at post offices. But Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says DeJoy told her that he has no intention of restoring blue mailboxes or sorting equipment that have already been removed, which are already causing problems for communities. Ray Robinson, the executive vice president of the American Postal Workers Union, says mail processing machines have been removed in several places in and around Washington, D.C.
Gettysburg is actually our sister station. However, that's true that they did take some out. They also took some out in Washington, D.C., as well as Southern Maryland. The effect it will have is that the mail sorting machines run 35,000 pieces of mail per hour. It's a lot of mail that they can get out. Clearly, that helps the mail-in voting. Trying to do it by hand is almost impossible. So that's the question that we have now that you've taken it out and you've stopped. Are you going to bring them back? Because we clearly need them for the upcoming election. The explanation that came from the Postmaster General is that they're cutting calls.
The House of Representatives is set to vote on legislation that would reverse the service changes and provide $25 billion to help Postal Service operations. Washington, D.C. delegate to the House of Representatives, Eleanor Holmes Norton, says it's essential to pass this legislation.
We can still prevent an indelible scar on the free elections that are about to be held that would invariably result from changes in the Postal Service at this point. Of course, we must pass our bill, the Delivering for America Act. I am a member of the committee that will be meeting with concerning that act on Monday. And we must get, of course, the $25 billion necessary to save the Postal Service.
Trump has made it clear that he wants to block the $25 billion in emergency aid, saying that he wants to restrict mail-in voting for the election. Trump has also said that he wants to block a Democratic proposal that would provide $3.6 billion in additional election money to states to help process their expected surge in mail-in ballots due to the coronavirus pandemic. The funds are part of the HEROES Act, a larger coronavirus aid package that passed in the House but has been halted in the Senate. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.